Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Wool, and I want to give a shout out to my co-host, Patrick Irvin. He's going to join us in a minute. Technology sometimes do what it want to do, but Patrick will be here and we will have our back and forth and I will talk about him. So do look forward to that. But we got another great episode of the Freedom Train podcast series right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com. And remember that the Freedom Train podcast series is brought to you by PAX Inc., and that's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a Black development organization aimed at developing the Black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you visit their website at www.pactsinc.org. And one of the amazing things about their website is the Amazon Smile program. And if you're a first-time listener, you're about to learn something. If you've already been a part of this podcast, new family, and go ahead and make sure you go to Amazon Smile. But if you log into Amazon, there's a program called Amazon Smile. And what the Amazon Smile program is, it connects nonprofit organizations to us sellers and buyers on Amazon. So you log in through the Amazon Smile program where you sign up for it. You can pick a organization that you want to support. Pick PAX Inc., P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. So all from there, it's easy down here. All you have to do is just go buy the normal items that you would buy from Amazon, and a portion of your proceeds will go to organizations like PAX Inc. And you can be helping your community and helping organizations that work in your community while you get your shop on. It's all easy. It's Amazon Smile. Make sure you sign up, PACTSINC.org. All right. So this week, this interview, I'm excited because this is one of my favorite people. So I got, you know, I'm a hip hop fan. I'm a sports fan. So, you know, I'm a top five list type of person. Right. So I got the top five list. And this person is in my top five for various reasons. But one of the greatest reasons is for her generosity and her heart. So here in Tallahassee, everybody knows that if there's something going on in the community, we can count on one person in the community. If nobody else supports it, we know this one person is going to support it. And that's our guest today. She has a heart of gold, a true heart of gold. She literally supports any and everything in our community that's positive. And that's one of the things that I adore about her. Also, I was able to watch her build her platform from its beginning to what it is now, right? So she started off with an idea of a show to be able to highlight the heroes and the champions in our community. The name of the platform is Conversations with Nicole. And Conversations with Nicole grew from interviewing people at the Nefertari's restaurant to Fox 49 to now their own network. We're talking about real growth and just real, just out there gritting, just grinding, just making it happen. At the same time, supporting the community and doing it with a smile. And she got some of the greatest facial expressions ever in the history of mankind. So I want to give it up for one of the people I adore, I love her, somebody who I'm happy to call a friend, Miss Nicole Everett.
Oh my gosh, what an introduction. My Lord. Thank you, Joe Ward.
No problem. You deserve it. Like you, like everything I said, definitely sincere because I'm always talking about you. Pat could tell you that. And just what you do for my community and just what you do in just period for people, it's uncanny, and you deserve all of the accolades and the love that you get.
Well, give thanks. I really do appreciate that. You know, I feel like we're here to love and serve. At least I am. And, you know, that's what it's all about, trying to make people better after they leave my presence and help them be their best selves. That's what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I got my Conversations with Nicole shirt on.
You're rocking
Yeah.
We're gonna have to Patrick suited up.
I know. Yes. I know he's jealous. I know he's jealous.
I am. I'm
yes, I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Welcome, Pat. What's going on, my brother?
Not much. I'm sorry that I'm late. I was having some technical difficulties. I want to give this heads up as well to everybody. If you see me looking over, that's because the way we had to get everything to work, y'all are over here instead of over here. So,
but we everywhere.
Just giving that heads up. If you see me looking over, it's because I'm trying to look at y'all. So, y'all.
All right.
Y'all. Anyway.
You got caught up by the government. We got you. We got you. Well, we're glad you're here, because guess what? It's on you. It's the first question. So do your thing, my brother.
Yes.
It's a lot of
hands. Right? I know, right?
Caught a fire.
I know, right? I hope you're not ashy. Right?
Jesus Christ. My hand's warm now. All right, so we've interviewed you and we've been following you in the past. I know typically our first question would be to get you to give a little bit more information about yourself. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go off the beaten path already. I know.
Yeah.
First question, okay. And I'm already off the path. I'm curious, over the last stretch of time, the last year or so that since we interviewed you last, mm-hmm. How have you been able to keep that energy and keep pushing and keep growing? And we're in an era where we see people starting stuff and then stopping it, even when they have some sort of success, they still just like fall out of it. How have you been able to maintain that kind of consistency and just keep growing?
So I believe I'm able to maintain that type of energy because I believe this is what I'm called. I feel like this is my purpose. And when I'm not doing it, I just don't quite feel right. So I have to have these conversations. I have to engage with the community in this way. My mantra, my mindset is that we all have gifts and talents that the world is waiting on, and we need not sit on them, but we need to share them. And I want Conversations with Nicole to be a platform to do just that. Because somebody is waiting for what you have to offer. So that's what drives me. That's what pushes me.
Not your question, not the part.
Yeah. She slammed that. And I'm going to say this in response to me going off the beaten path. For those of you that haven't seen the first interview we did, go watch it.
Yeah.
All right? You can't start the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the last movie. You can't do it. You got to start at the beginning. So,
there you go. Go watch it. Well, since he went off the beaten path, let me bring it back. And allow you to, for those who don't know who you are,
you
tell us.
You just everything I just said.
No.
Go ahead,
no.
Joe, do your thing, man.
Because that was a good question.
That was
a good question. But they need to know who she is. And even before we get into conversations with Nicole, why is serving your community important to you?
You know, I believe, and it's been revealed to me even more probably in the past, well, probably since I launched Conversations with Nicole, that I really have a counselor and a servant's heart. I mean, how CWN even got started was through me having lunch at Nefertari's, launched lunch back in May of 2015, and trying to keep lunch. So I would invite people to come and have lunch every week. Post a picture of us, our food, talk a little bit about either how we met or what we talked about, but encouraging people to come to lunch so they would keep it.
Right.
So, that was a way for me to help show my gratitude and appreciation for what Nefertari's was doing. But in the midst of these conversations, people would say, I don't talk about this, but, I hadn't really thought about this in quite some time, but... So there was this, while we were communing, this exchange, if you will, where folks would maybe share some things that they hadn't really thought about or hadn't considered in quite some time. There was a safe space. There was a comfortability. Right. And that's one of the things that I get from people quite often is, you know, they feel comfortable talking to me. So, you know, I've done that on camera. I'm difficult though, because people get spooked by the lights and the camera. Yeah. Although I tell them, we just gonna have a conversation. But yeah, I just, again, that's part of the whole, you know, sharing what you have to offer, sharing your gifts and talents. I just want to see people be great, to be their best selves.
Cool, cool.
Knock your question out the park.
Hey, well, that's why she here, right?
Not too much. So what else you got for me?
Yeah, Patrick, what you got?
Oh.
Yeah, oh, see.
We're going to have a conversation.
See, look at you. You ain't even ready.
We're going to have a conversation.
Let's do it then.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's push these questions to the side.
Okay.
And let's talk. Let's talk
ahead.
About it.
Go there ahead. Go ahead.
So let me ask this. So Joe, when Joseph started his conversational breakfasts, was that inspired by what you were doing at Nefertari's, do you think?
So I don't know if I was aware of Joe's conversational breakfasts.
Which you mean like that manhood breakfast thing?
Yeah, the manhood breakfast thing you were doing.
Well, the manhood breakfast wouldn't necessarily, it was just an event that I was trying to have to get people together. So
was that before or after you heard about conversations with
Nicole? No, that's well after conversations with Nicole.
So she influenced you.
Well, yeah, okay. To make you, yes, Patrick, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
how does it feel to know that you're out there influencing people to kind of spark up their own conversations and kind of try to put spin on what you do?
Well, I'm sorry not to jump in, but to add to what he's saying, you have, and I don't know if you know or realize, but since you started your show, look at the number of different people in Tallahassee who have started their own shows. So you have set a platform that other people are building upon and are inspired by, because there are more and more people who believe they can and have started their shows because of you.
Well, that's great to know. You know, I probably have noticed that more now since March 13th.
Yeah, right.
Everybody got a show.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
But it's all good. There's room, you know?
Right. Right.
Hopefully they're talking about some things that we need to talk about. You know, I think those tough conversations can be challenging, but they need to be had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to not shy away from them, but just go about it with truth and love. So it makes me feel great to know that this platform, what I've learned, and I know Joseph and Patrick, you all probably have too, is that consistency is key. Mm-hmm. And consistency builds trust, and not everybody can roll with it. But,
right.
You know, it makes a difference. You know, you will see those results or some results in a positive way if you just stay consistent and you stick with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Consistency is key, because I know with us, especially when bringing on new podcasters on the network, that's one of the things we do our best to stress to them: consistency and structure. Mm-hmm. So I got two questions. I'm a hog it up, Patrick. I ain't gonna lie. I got two questions.
Yeah,
so
I had a follow up, but go ahead.
But no, my first question is, could you explain to people how important it is to be prepared to structure their shows? Because I think a lot of times people may think that we just get on here and just start talking, mm-hmm. and we just bring it up out of nowhere. But could you kind of stress to them or give them an idea of the planning and the preparation that it takes for conversations with Nicole to have?
So let me start by saying I did used to get on here and just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started doing live broadcast on Facebook. I actually went kicking and screaming. It was but Bianca Belabre of A Girl With Style who encouraged me to do lives in the off season. And I was like, no, I'm used to having a guest. What are you talking about? I'm just going to talk to the people out here in Facebook land. No, I'm not doing it. But once I started doing it, it was like I was hooked. I was addicted. I was like, right. I got to talk to the people.
Right.
So with that has definitely come some preparation because in March of 2019, I took on a challenge that the six-figure chick who was on Instagram, she challenged her viewers to go live every day for the month of March, and I did. Now, at the end of that, I was like, okay, I can't do that every day, but I could do it maybe three times a week. Right. So I plan to do Man Up Monday, What Women Want Wednesday, Financial Fitness Friday. So I did that all of April. Then started it out in May, but Fridays were getting a little tight because I'd go out and it just wasn't a good look. So I stuck with Mondays and Wednesdays actually every week up until I started season 9 of Conversations with Nicole. So yeah, preparation in terms of the topics. Occasionally and ask me anything or kind of a free-for-all, like, what do you all want to talk about? But no, for the most part, it was I had topics on Man Up Monday. I had topics on What Women Want Wednesday. And then when we hit the pandemic and trying to, you know, navigate all that, figure out how we were going to do things and found it, you know, this platform, StreamYard, it was like, oh, I could have guests that, you know, are not necessarily here in Tallahassee. So. Bam, you know, we was in business then. It was like, now I can have, you know, several topics. I can have panels. So, yeah, I was rocking and rolling it. But preparation is a major piece of it because you don't want to just get on here and just kind of randomly be talking. That's right. Gonna get old after a while unless you are really innovative.
Right.
You know, like improvisation or something like that. But, you know, just kind of planning out what you want to cover and you build a following. You know, I don't know about you all, but you know, my lives, I like them to be interactive because I feed off of the energy of the viewers. So their comments, their engagement, because I'm reading, I mean, it's almost like I'm having a conversation with them like real time live.
Right.
So that drives me. It really does.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now that's cool. Mm-hmm. I decided to be nice, Patrick. Go ahead.
Okay.
Come on, Joe. So, would you say that there's some sort of like a it factor that people have to have, or do you think anybody with consistency can achieve some level of or some decent measurable level of success with you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a great question too, Patrick. I've toyed with that as well in terms of an it factor because I've had folks kind of criticize me, especially in the early years about, you know, I needed to be maybe an expose interviewer or I needed to have some more entertainment or, you know, me and my guests needed to be doing something, you know, while we're on the show. And so, you know, so I've wrestled with that. I have really wrestled with that, and I've come to the conclusion that no, I don't really necessarily need to be doing anything with the guests but talking to them.
Right.
That, you know, that's part of the issue is that, you know, we don't know how to talk to each other. You know,
right.
Again, when I started out at Nefertari's, it was the beauty of it was sharing a meal with someone and having a conversation. Period. Nothing more. Now you go in a restaurant, this is it.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody on their phone. Ain't nobody looking at each other having a conversation.
Absolutely.
So we need to put these phones down, look each other in the eye, and have a conversation. That's
right.
It.
Right.
For me, that's my it factor. Now, I don't know, you know, that might not be revolutionary enough for some folks, but That's it. That human connection.
Now, I'm glad you
can't substitute this for that.
Right.
So I'm gonna be selfish because I struggle with this. Is like the way my brain works, right? It's kind of retarded, I will admit, but I've thought about the same things you've said with regards to like the cell phones and the, you know, the gadgets and how we're all, you know, because before pandemic, because I ain't left my house since March, but. Before a pandemic, right, you would go out and you would see people on dates, people hanging out with their friends, people having full-blown conversations without looking at each other in restaurants or wherever. And as a somebody that's been creating content for the last 6, 7, 8, 9 years or so, my brain begins to wrestle with the fact that people don't know how to have conversations and they don't know how to interact with each other. But like, I'm producing content as part of the problem. Do you struggle with that?
I do some, because we know that content is king, right? You know, especially in the space that we're in now, everybody is looking for content. Right. Major networks, minor networks, everybody's looking for content. They don't want to be playing, you know, shows from 2012. They will, and some of them do, but they want something fresh and new. So I think it's a balancing act. I think there has to be, yes, you want to see something that's innovative, something new, something creative, but you also got to break away from, you got to unplug and take time to
Right.
with people in a, you know, a more personal way. Connect with nature. That's another thing that's really big for me on a personal standpoint. You know, one of the things that I've been doing since May with a challenge here that a couple of gentlemen have had, OB Fit Mega Age Challenge, is walking. I've gotten to see my neighborhood like never before. Just from walking around, you know, trying to meet my goals as it relates to this walk run challenge. And it's improved my life, you know, to get out here, to get the fresh air, to, you know, just check out the flowers and the birds and the trees and, you know, all of that. So we need that. We need to connect with nature in a you know, a meaningful way.
Right.
So there's value there as well. So I think it's a balance of the two.
Right. Now, that's real. That's true. And even thinking about that, I guess I've never thought about my content or any of our content being a part of the problem. I guess because I was thinking about the quality of the content that we all produce. It's beneficial content, not necessarily something that's just whatever type of entertainment that could be labeled as a distraction, but it's something that when people tune in, they can learn. So
agree, but still it's time, right?
Right. Yeah.
The thing, you know, time is our most valuable resource. We can get a whole lot of other things, you know.
Can't get time. That's true.
Can't get that time back.
That's true.
So they're spending that time looking at your content as opposed to something.
Living. Right. Yeah. No, I got you. I'm with you on that. I agree.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask this. You have a partnership with Mr. Gerald Tooks.
Yes.
So I want to give him his props and his shout out because what he does for your show is very, very, very valuable. So how did you two meet and how did your partnership form for your platform? Why did you choose to work with him instead of any other person who's in the similar lane as him?
So Gerald and I actually met many years ago. I was still in college. We had a mutual friend, but we reconnected probably in 2008.
Okay.
And at the time, he was developing his video production company. He was actually working at the local museum here at the time. And at the time, I was with a nonprofit that was in affordable housing. And I employed him to do a commercial spot for us. Uh-huh. And he claims that that was like the thing that kind of launched him in terms of doing his work, you know.
Okay.
Well, now, but, you know, we stayed in touch, but, and, you know, I would ask for some advice from him over the years and vice versa about various sundry things. But again, when I started the Fataris for lunch, it was a girlfriend of mine who encouraged me to do a video blog. And I didn't know what the heck she was talking about. And so I met with Gerald and told him I wanted to do this video blog show, and I wanted him to show me how to shoot these videos on my iPhone. And he was like, nope, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. So, right. Yeah, so he has cameras and lights and mics and all that stuff. So we set up to, you know, do this production on my plane, because I work for the state.
Right.
For 25 weeks, and he would get there about a half hour before me and the guests would arrive and set things up, and we get mic'd up, order our food, have the conversation, food comes out, that's all the conversations we have time for that today. We'll see you next time.
Right.
So yeah, he's been there since day one. Definitely the technical arm of what we do. I say all the time that he makes me look good, and I appreciate him. I have a debt of gratitude for all that he's done, and we've transitioned to having our own network on Roku, the Greater Works Network, out of just necessity. You know,
right.
we were doing the video blog on social. Facebook and YouTube, but then explored broadcasting on the local Fox affiliate and had a good run there. You know, we did 8 seasons total. 5 of the 8 had been on the local Fox affiliate paid programming, but, you know, all things must come to an end.
Right.
You know, there's some challenges with dealing with networks because you have to follow their rules. Even though it's paid programming and you have a lot of flexibility and liberty with your actual content, because they put that disclaimer that, you know, the opinions of this broadcast are not necessarily the views of, you know, the network. But if the World Cup is coming on and it's going to be on the time slot that you're
I hated that. That made me so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they come up with something else, you have to have like encrypted, what do you call it? Closed captioning, then now you got to pay a fee in order to get that done. So, you know what I'm saying? So there, you got to abide by the rules. So,
yeah.
And not that there aren't rules with Roku, but it's a whole lot more flexibility in terms of having, you know, your own network and whatnot. So, It's a good transition for us.
Right.
Good business model for us. So we're glad to be there.
So I just want to make sure people are clear on some things.
Okay.
Because you started posting on Facebook and YouTube. Then you went to Fox 49.
Uh-huh.
And when you say paid programming, just so people understand what you're saying. Uh-huh. Is you had to pay a monthly or weekly fee a per show fee to be a part of this, have your show aired on this network.
Correct. To broadcast on their network. Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So how is Roku different? What's the process different from having your show on Fox 49 versus being on Roku?
So Roku is different in that there's a monthly fee. There was an onboarding fee as well. And then there's a process to getting your content to meet their specifications.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do and they approve you, you're good to go.
Right.
So it's the monthly fee that I pay on Roku is about comparable to the per show fee I was paying on the network.
Okay.
Now the onboarding fee for Roku is a little hefty.
Right.
But you know, Roku has 40 million viewers.
Yeah.
We're trying to tap into as many of them as we can. And you know, just so we're clear also, we have a network just like ABC, CBS, NBC own TV, H1, ESPN. We have a network, which means we can have as much content as we want.
Yep.
We can have a TV Guide schedule.
Yep. Like
we tune in on a particular day and time for the Freedom Train show.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one capability. We're not utilizing it in that way currently, but we can. We do.
Right.
Right now, the way it's set up is on-demand video viewing. So when you click on the network, you can select whichever show that's there. You want to watch it, you click on it. So when it, at your convenience, or live stream. Live stream plays shows back-to-back continually. And then if the live stream, if a show is being broadcast live stream, it will interrupt your programming and show you what's being played live.
Okay.
So the shows that I do currently with season 9, they broadcast live to Roku as well.
All right. So everybody, what I need you to do, I need you to follow these specific, and for the ghetto, for the hood people, these specific instructions. Go to Roku.
Yes.
Type in Greater Works Network.
Yes.
Subscribe. Make sure you follow or subscribe. Whatever word they have for so you follow.
You add them as a channel option. So you just search, type in Greater Works Network, add as a channel, and we're there.
Right.
And every time you turn on your television, your Roku TV, or if you have a Roku player or a stick, you'll see the GWN. It will just be there.
Right. Listen, this is important because we're always talking about having our own. We're always talking about we need our own networks. We need our own this. We need our own that. We have our own. Let's support it. So go add Greater Works Network to your Roku. I already had it on mine. Like as soon as I'm scrolling through Facebook one day, I seen Greater Works Network. I only have to think twice. I went to Roku because I'm curious. I'm like, okay, she on it. And then I had to go Google how you get on Roku. I'm a nerd. Like I just need to know. Then I found out. I was like, that's so cool. But I already have it on mine. So if you want to be cool like me, you need Greater Works Network on your Roku.
Yeah.
So I'll do that right now.
Right now. Right now.
Are we gonna wait for them to do it?
Nope.
You better multitask.
Because last time we told people to do something, we waited for them to do it.
But it was just me and you, though.
Yeah, that's true. We put it on pause for them to do it, and we came back. But I like the so you said something that I'm interested in. Well, you said two things. The first was that he was like, if we gonna do it, we gonna do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Tell you, that's my
mom. That's him.
I'm always like, yo, no, can we do this? Like, yeah, we can, but can we do it right is the question. Like, let's not just do it. Let's do it. You know, if you're gonna do it, do it.
Yes.
But the other interesting thing you said was that he claims. What? So you don't believe his claim that your request started his internet his career?
I do. So I'm pretty humble, Patrick.
Oh, okay.
So that was my humility talking.
Okay.
All
right. Well, we don't do humble on the Freedom Train Network.
Right. We brag.
All right. Well, I did it. I'm responsible.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
But that's so cool. And that's one of the great things about you, though, is you've built a platform and a presence for yourself that other people trust. It's a brand that people trust. So, like, okay, well, you working with Nicole? Bet you in. So,
can you do Roku without a Roku device? Like, I don't have no Roku, nothing. So, could I go to like the Roku website and subscribe? Is that possible?
No, not that I'm aware of. I've toyed with that as well. At least tried to figure out how you can. So there's a Roku app, but you still can't access it on a device. You have to view it on your TV. So either have a stick or the player. If you don't have a Roku TV, you can utilize that. So the Roku stick is like a Fire Stick. You know, mm-hmm. You can get them from Walmart, Target, Best Buy, that sort of thing for about $30.
Okay.
Roughly.
So, all right. So you told us that you created the Greater Works Network. But when did it start? Like, when did the idea come? Like, how did the idea come about for the Greater Works Network?
So, interestingly enough, Greater Works, that term is something that Gerald and I would throw back and forth to each other just when we saw each other doing something that was great, or that we felt like, you know, we were, you know, in our jam, in a zone, you know, doing our thing. So, you know, anytime like maybe he posts or I post, we put hashtag Greater Works. Right. And we knew we wanted to do a collaboration, but just wasn't quite sure what that was going to look like. And I would have to say probably last fall. We were talking, you know, about it, just trying to figure it out. We probably started this journey of identifying like another platform to be on outside of traditional television back in 2018, because, you know, with all of the things the station was, you know, having us do and bumping us, we gotta do better than this.
Right.
So we started this journey of doing the research in trying to identify platforms, like, what are we gonna call it? So I would say probably last November, it just hit us, Greater Works Network, GWN, which also stands for Gerald with Nicole. So it's hot. Let's do it. So we just kind of went with it. And we, you know, connected with Roku around that time. And, you know, got technical assistance from the intermediary that we interfaced with. But, you know, we just started kind of building in terms of, we got with Better Design, who actually helped us get our logo together, get our brand together in terms of the color and our slogan and all of that. Right. So we spent, you know, the better part of this year doing that work, I would say probably from about February to August when we launched.
Okay. Yeah. That the Greater Works Network, I do like it. It's simple, but it's elegant and it gets the job done. And like that's a nice red. So.
Well, good. Thank you. Yeah. It's all about, again, I think it speaks to what I was telling you in terms of people sharing their gifts and talents, because we are looking to share the work of content creators and content creators, and particularly that look like you and me,
right?
Brown folks. So we want to display their greater works.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh man, brown folks. Yeah. Yeah.
He talking about he don't qualify. He talking about because you said brown folks.
Oh, God.
See, we're not gonna go down the road with you, Patrick.
You know what? I have some friends that are like that too. They don't like including the brown folks. But I get it. I'm black. That's it. Yeah. Power to the people.
Yes. But you're dropping a lot of gems right now, because, like, you know, you just talked about it took the better part of a year to just to get like your brand and your graphics and all of the other stuff together that's not even like content or structure or equipment or anything like that. And that's something else that is always interesting to hear for me as somebody that likes doing behind the scenes work. Like, I like doing the technical stuff. I like doing the designs and figuring out the lights and all of that other stuff. What process did you utilize to figure out, like, the colors you were going to be using, or the look you wanted your show to have?
So I will tell you, Vincent Hunt is thebomb.com. From Indianapolis, based here in Tallahassee, has been involved in design for many, many years. I believe started in web design. He's actually been on the show. He was on season 2. But he just masterfully takes you through that process of, you know, what GWN represents. I mean, we went through an extensive brainstorming session, maybe about an hour, hour and a half of, you know, figuring out kind of, and this was what he calls ideation, where you're, you know, identifying what platforms you're going to be on, you know, who's the staff going to be, what are all the components of what it is you want to do. I mean, if you see this map has got to be about 10 feet long that, you know, he creates with all of these different components to it. So that was kind of like the foundation that helped us just, you know, launch all of the other stuff in terms of the branding, in terms of the mission and the vision and you know, those sorts of things. So lots of conversations, lots of back and forth, colors with color keys and codes. I had never done anything like that before. So it was definitely a new experience for me, but I feel very, even more so than I have with conversations with Nicole, very confident about it, because the colors are, you know, quite intentional and deliberate, and they have meaning behind them. You know, so understanding what the meaning is behind the colors that you selected, I think that's, you know, that's phenomenal. I'm scrolling through my brand guide real quick so I can kind of tell you what I'm talking about. So our color palette is, hold on. We've got a couple of variations of red and gray and black and white. So it's really like four colors. But of course, it doesn't want it to come up while I'm looking for it. Is it crimson? I think it is. Crimson, I believe, is one of them. And I can't find it right now, but it's, you know, to have that set such that you don't have to second guess it or think about it, it's already in the brand guide.
Right.
The different type of font we use, Helvetica, you know, the color code for the color, the keys for the color codes, all of that is right here. And, it was just very well done. I was very impressed with that process and the work. So I encourage, you know, if you're real serious about your business, you definitely want to have that in place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Branding is important. Yeah, that's such a pat question, because that's his lane right there. Yeah. That's his lane.
I had no idea how much went into that. I really did. Yeah. Had no clue.
I had all kinds of clues, because these people will. Yeah, I'm pointing at you right now,
Joel. I know you're pointing at me. Long. I got something to say about you, too.
They'll be like, yo, so, well, not so much Joe. I'll give, not so much Joe, but other people will be like, yo, so I want green with teal here and a purple there, and then I want you to square it off there and flip it around there, and then I want you to do this and do that and do this and do that and do this, and I need it by tomorrow. And I'll be like, hold on, like, what does all of that even have to do with your show? You're so it's always interesting. It's cool that you say he has a roadmap. I like stuff like that. So I'm always interested in hearing about how other people got to where they got. Cause I've seen your branding and I think it's amazing. Like, I think it's fire. Oh, well, thank you. Battle rap words.
I appreciate that. I do like it.
Right. Yeah. So you've had an incredible journey with Conversations with Nicole, even in growing to the Greater Works Network. But Conversations with Nicole is what built everything. And you've had a chance to interview some incredible people, some brilliant people, people from all over the country, people from different parts of the world doing a plethora of wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are some interviews that do stand out. Mm-hmm. But which interviews stand out to you that you feel inspired you to keep going or helped you learn something that helped you grow as you move forward with this show?
There have been so many. This season 9, one of the ones that has been most memorable is with Dr. Heavenly from Married to Medicine, a personal friend of mine. But hearing her business mind in that interview, talking about having 7 streams of income and, you know, she's always been smart. You know, she was highly intelligent back when we were in high school as well as in college. But, you know, to hear her talk about, you know, owning 9 dental offices and selling off most of them and then being approached about being on a reality TV show, being against it, but then hearing about those numbers in terms of the followers and viewers and her mind immediately going into like, how can I finesse this to make some money? And she's done it. I mean, that has inspired me. It really has. And I've been challenging myself from that time to this is like, I need to get my 7 streams going. Like, my best life. Let me step it on up. Let me get my weight up here. So that one this season has been inspiring. I mean, I really can take something from all of them. I to be honest with you, I mean, I know that sounds maybe kind of cliche or the politically correct thing to say, but no, literally I can. Another one that was, I think, kind of surprising to me was Coach Leonard Hamilton, FSU men's basketball coach. I definitely got to see another side of him that I didn't know existed, but, you know, quite down to earth, humble, but, you know, cares about those boys. I mean, really genuinely cares and wants to see them succeed and do their very best. And just, you know, old fashioned tough love. So, I don't know. It's those types of conversations that just really move me.
Nah, that's good. That's good. Now, but we do understand what you're saying. When you say you took a little bit from each guest, because as you're saying that, one of the things popped in my mind is you have quality guests. Because if you're literally learning something from all of your guests, so that means you're not the only one who's learning. Your audience is learning as well. And so you're doing a great job of picking quality guests. And I think that's another important part of the success of your show is no matter whatever walk of life that you come from, you can tune into an episode of Conversation with Nicole and learn something. Like just this past week's episode, I'm in my office and I'm listening to it as I'm doing my work, and like she going in, and I'm like she and her tone and her passion and everything she brought with it, and I'm listening. I'm like, okay, I feel this made me want to go run through a wall or something. So, but that's kudos to you and Mr. Toots for picking quality guests.
Well, thank you. Again, it just goes back to that gifts and talents piece. And, you know, people are passionate about things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope that comes across. And I hope that folks tap into that because, again, it's not meant for them to be sitting on it, but it's meant to be shared.
Right. Right.
So if you could give a piece of advice to any up and coming content creators, what are the three most important things you would say to them?
I would say, again, consistency. Mm-hmm. I would say confidence. Mm. And I would say stop comparing yourself to others.
Yeah.
So let me specify on the comparison piece. I think healthy comparisons are okay or in order in terms of looking to someone and saying, oh, you know, I'd like to do something like that, or right, what have you, or reach a similar goal or mm-hmm. that goal, but not, I want to be like this person or right, imitate this person, from the standpoint of not being you, not staying mm-hmm. true to you and your authentic self. Mm-hmm. So within me saying not comparing, really I'm saying be authentic and be who you are.
Right. Now that's real, because I know in these social media spaces, these virtual spaces, you can't catch yourself comparing yourself to others, especially looking at how many views or how many this and how many that. Mm-hmm. But listen, people, a lot of times you really don't, that doesn't tell the story of what's really going on. That's just a vantage point that you have. And then remember, we create the stories of their lives in our head. Mm-hmm. So when you see that real story, you're like, oh, this, oh, that. But no, you created that story about them in your head. So so I'm glad you said that about not comparing, but also having that confidence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get on camera, or they get on these platforms, and they don't have that confidence in themselves to mm-hmm. really be them, for one, to be themselves.
Right.
Whoever you are, that's who the people want to see. We don't want to see your representative. We don't want to see who you think people want to see. We want to see you. If you're goofy, be goofy.
Right.
If you're not, there are some shows on NPR right now that are doing numbers. I swear I would rather listen to Paint Dry than listen to those shows. But guess what? Those shows are not for me, but they have large audiences.
Right.
So be you.
I think Joseph, that comment goes to Patrick's question about the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to say that you have to have an it factor, because I think what you might have is it for some folks. It might not be it for this group of folks, but it is for another group of folks. So just like you said, you rather, you know, listen to Paint Dry than listen to that particular podcast. But there's some people that they love it.
Yep. Yep. So
it's just about connecting with your people.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like some people like current hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I find it to be the most awful thing ever created in the history of humankind.
Here you go.
Tell us how you really feel, Patrick. It is awful.
It's like one of the plagues God has sent down upon us.
Get off your lawn, huh, Patrick?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, if I'm going to be an 80-year-old dude right now, I'm stepping in that light. This is awful. It is awful. But it's not about the awfulness of the current generation of hip-hop.
When was the last time hip-hop was good, Patrick?
Early 2000s.
See, you feeding it. That's why.
Look, you don't know he's messing with.
Right.
I want to know.
She throwing the logs and a lot of fluid on the fire.
No, but I appreciate, and even Joe dropping the psychology lesson on implicit bias about you creating stories in your head and running with them. Picking them up. It's true. But that piece that you mentioned about confidence, like, that's something that for years I struggled with, creating content and being confident and being the nerdy, goofy, silly person that I am, because you don't see a lot of that. Like, usually you see nerds and they're one way, like they're nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you see silly people and they're silly. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I felt like, well, I'm more of a nerd than I am silly. Mm-hmm. So I tried to be a nerd and it wasn't comfortable. And then I tried to be silly and that wasn't comfortable either. Mm-hmm. And even now I'm still struggling to find my lane, mm-hmm. but through looking at content from I've watched your content. I've watched I've listened to TT Talks. Mm-hmm. I've listened to Joe's stuff. I'm listening to a lot of people in my circle and watching them move how they move, like on the Fix. That crazy Joe mm-hmm. that you got doing the Fix sports broadcast, that's the same dude I'm talking to on the phone. Like, that's him.
Yeah.
Full crazy. Now, it's a little bit crazy because I don't think he be having all these characters in his head while we talking. I hope not. But the point is still there. Like, I think that's a huge thing that you mentioned. That's mentioned a lot, that people don't, like, know. Like, people don't know how to be themselves on camera. Do you have, like, any advice for people that are struggling? Like, I know I need to be me, mm-hmm. but when the camera come on, like, me goes away. How do I find me again?
Yeah, so I tend to pretend the camera isn't there. I'm going to be honest with you. I really, because I'm having these conversations with folks, you know, that's really my focus. Mm-hmm. It gets a little challenging for me when I'm doing everything. So, for instance, when I was doing the lives for Man Up Monday and What Women Want Wednesday, I was my own camera woman, my own light woman, my own mic woman, and I'm doing the interviews, you know, so I'm like a one woman mm-hmm. show. So it's a lot to like keep up with. That's why mm-hmm. I love it when Gerald is around and he can take care of all of those technical things. But, mm-hmm. you know, I would just say the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll be with it. So challenge yourself in that way. I mean, one, Bianca challenging me in the off season to do the live broadcast. That was, you know, pivotal. Mm-hmm. And then me challenging myself with the six figure chick saying go live every day in March. That was challenging as well, but I did it and I lived to tell about it. Right. So I would say just challenge yourself, push yourself in some different ways. And, you know, find out where your jam is. Find out what's, you know, what feels good, what serves you well. And be creative. Like, part of that confidence piece is the ability to create. You know, I feel like we are created by the creator to do what? Create. So we need to be creating and not be afraid of it. You know, find beauty in it. Yep. Find peace in it. Find joy in it,
because
that's what
mm-hmm.
we call it.
Right. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that's real. And I think people have to remember that there are 7 billion people in the world. Mm-hmm. And with the internet, that give us access to the world. So let's just say 100,000 people like what you have going on. Like, you got a nice size audience. So how do you leverage that? And it's you're not trying to get all 7 billion people on the planet. You just need you a nice size audience of people that get down the way you get down, that think the way you think. If you goofy, be goofy. Like you say, I'm on my show, I'm playing a harmonica that I can barely play. I'm having full conversations and arguments with myself, with my different characters and stuff. Why? Because I got tired of yelling at the TV, so I need to yell at somebody else. So okay. I just bring it on here. But literally, just be you. Like what she's saying, everything she's saying, we can co-sign, you can take that to the bank, because you see it's been successful for her, it's worked for us, and I guarantee you that it will work for you. So believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
So we're down to our final question. This is Patrick.
Wait, Joe. Because I was tardy, I have dishonored myself. So I asked.
What you a samurai?
Yes, I am.
Dishonored yourself.
I have dishonored myself, and I have besmirched you guys' integrity with my tardiness.
Okay.
I no longer have the honor to ask the last question. That's why I asked the second to the last question. But I want to put this out as well. She said that we're put here to create. And one of the things that Joseph is looking for someone to create for him is to create him a wife. All of you ladies out there, he is available and he is waiting with his shirt off. That's all I wanted to say.
And I know how to cook.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
So listen, I have a possible solution for that.
Uh-oh.
I actually co-host a show called Single in the City or King of Queens every other Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. With Jokeecha and Nick. Nick is a dating coach here in Tallahassee. But we have some spirited conversations about dating.
Yeah, they do.
also, we have guests on that have written books or have some very strong opinions about dating. So I would encourage you, Joseph.
Mm.
So we won't be on this coming Tuesday, but we'll be on next Tuesday.
Come on in.
Tune in.
I got you. I'll be there. Thank you, Patrick, for putting me out like that again.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you gotta.
I need friends like
you. Looking for.
Hey, right. Look here. So, with that being said, you talked about what? Tell us about your whole lineup throughout the week. How can we see you? What all platforms? Where can people find you? What all you have going on?
So we are actually closing out season 9. This coming Thursday is it'll be December 10th. But Kamayu Johnson, he's a young golfer who recently won an APGA tourney. And he'll be playing in January in a tournament coming up. And so he's from Tallahassee. From Madison originally, but moved to Tallahassee. My grandmother, when he was in his early teens, dropped out of school in eighth grade and founded his life, his purpose on the golf course. His grandmother lived right on number 4 hole on Heilman Golf Course, and Miss Jan, a white golf worker, staff person at the golf course, saw him and encouraged him to pick up a stick and, you know, club and hit some balls, and he's been golfing ever since.
That's cool.
So amazing story, amazing young man. You know, wishing him much success, and I'm looking forward to folks seeing that story and hearing more about, you know, him.
Right.
So we're closing out the season, so we won't gear back up until 2021, but I may bring some, you know, Man Up Monday, What Women Want Wednesday, because, you know, I like to talk to the people, so I can't quite decide yet. I really do need a break, because it's
you've been doing a lot.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I will tell you though, for as far as the network is concerned, we have Chuck Hobbs coming out with a show called Front and Center, which will be an interview style show. He currently is doing his Observation Point, which takes on more of a panelist type format, but that's coming up. And then we had a contest when we launched the network where we selected two content creators, one who already had content and one who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The one who didn't, who was selected, was Nicole Dorsey of Al Tavi's Hair Studio. And we are creating a pilot program for her called Ambush Makeover.
Okay.
So she will identify a woman who, you know, hasn't really taken care of herself from a beauty standpoint, and she's going to be ambushed by her family and come down to the salon and get a total makeover. So
yeah, that's cool.
Makeup and attire. So that's in the works. We'll probably start production of that mid-January. We got a couple of other projects that we're working on, a documentary that is trying to work out a docu-series on police brutality and humanizing the victims of police brutality here in America. So,
okay.
Again, a lot of work, a lot going on. And we're looking for content creators. We're looking for content creators. So if you know folks who have content that's ready to go content, reach out. Let us know.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk. I have an idea for a show that involves food and black owned restaurants and businesses. We need to talk. Yeah. All right. So tell people your websites, social media handles, best ways to be able to contact.
Ask the last question, Joe.
You want me to ask the question or not, Patrick?
I said
you want me to ask the question. Okay. Yeah, well, let me ask this first. Let me ask this. All okay. Right. Websites, social media handles. What up?
All right. So Conversations with Nicole is Conversations with Nicole on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. And the website is cwnmoments.com. cwnmoments.com. Greater Works Network is greaterworks.network on Instagram, but Greater Works Network on Facebook. And the website is greaterworks.network.
Okay.
So that's all of the social media handles currently.
All right.
So follow us, subscribe, all that good stuff.
All right.
Actually, Joe, before you ask this question, the last question, I got one more question.
I know you do.
Okay.
So I'm trying to be somebody in life. What are the requirements to get on your show so that I could tell my mama that I'm famous?
So just reach out. We actually keep a list of potentials. Potential guests.
Potential me.
Yeah, you got a lot of potential. Yeah, we keep a list though, seriously. And we'll work it out. Sometimes it's a scheduling thing or, you know. So yeah, we gotta have a conversation first. And
I gotta do something though, right? Like I can't just be like I'm a professional PS5 game. I don't even have a PS5.
I mean
unless you're making money.
Is that your gift? Is that your talent?
Nah, I'm not. I'll brainstorm with Joe.
Okay.
Got what I'm good at.
Man, this cat do a million things. All right, whatever. But I appreciate you asking that question for the people.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a good question.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So the final question, if you were the all-powerful ruler of Black America, what would you change and what would your message to the people be?
Ooh. So you all saw Black Panther, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And while Black Panther, there was so much togetherness prior to Killmonger coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're at war, you know? And then they realize it's like, what are we at war for? Like, this foolishness.
Right.
So if I could do anything, if I was the all black ruler?
The all powerful ruler.
All powerful ruler. Okay. It would be for us to have togetherness, for us to exhibit brotherhood and sisterhood in the true sense of the word. We're not going to always get along. Okay. We're not going to always get along. And that's okay. But we don't have to call each other name. We don't have to, you know, be arch enemy. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, you know, shoot each other.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the things that is like, man, if y'all had just like duped it out on the lawn, at least you live to see another day. Somebody got the best, you know, he got the best of you today. She got the best of you today. But at least you're still alive and you still live to see a day. Now, I'm not necessarily a proponent of violence, but sometimes you got to, you know, get your frustration out by putting some hands on somebody. That's the way we used to do it back in the day.
Right.
So, Yeah, I would just say togetherness and sisterhood and brotherhood. I just really wish we had more of that. I really
Right. Nah, we definitely with you on that.
I'm gonna write that down. Sometimes you gotta put your goon hands on people.
Look at him. Look at him.
I'm putting it in. No, I'm just tracking the answers, so I'm writing down her answers.
You got the twist. There you go. You got to get that torque with it.
Goon glove up.
There you go.
All
right.
Oh my God.
Hey, y'all. The world famous Nicole Everett. So you all, I want you all to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and subscribe to Conversations with Nicole. Go to Roku and add Greater Works Network. Go to Instagram, Facebook, follow Conversations with Nicole. Follow Greater Works Network. Right? So cause she blowing up now. I'm telling you, she blowing up. They call her the Tallahassee Oprah, but I call her the one, the only Nicole Everett.
You better believe that.
So, you know, I greatly appreciate you. We appreciate your time. We had fun with you. So we look forward to doing this again. You know, anytime you have anything going on and you need to get your message out, you already know who to call. We're going to make sure we set it up so we help you get your message out.
All right. I appreciate it. You know, no problem. You all have been consistent, and I appreciate the work that you do. So just want to encourage you to keep it up, and, you know, let's win. Let's win.
Yes.
There's room for us all. So let's win. Let's keep winning.
Yes, ma'am.
Win.
So we'll see everybody next week. Peace out.
Peace.